The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, low vision, or have print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, from IndianapolisRecorder.com, Disability Pride Month, celebrating the ADA and people with disabilities. Dateline, July 24. July is Disability Pride Month, a global movement to celebrate people with disabilities and to advocate for change. This month commemorates the anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act being signed into law. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 27% of the U.S. population has some kind of disability, a little over 1 in 4 people. Most people will experience being disabled at some point in their lives, either temporarily or permanently. I did not grow up as a person with a disability. When the ADA was signed into law 34 years ago, I didn't understand its significance. Now, as someone with vision loss, I know that without the ADA, there are numerous barriers I would have to face. I am a person who not only lives with a disability, but thrives with a disability. I wholeheartedly embrace my status as a person with vision loss. I've been fortunate enough to advocate for disability employment opportunities with federal legislators and tell my story on national and local levels to provide hope for other people with vision loss. There was a time I felt the loneliness of a disability. I couldn't get out of bed, and my son was taking care of me instead of me taking care of him. Then the day came when I realized I was slipping away, and it was time to find a purpose in myself and in my life. I like to say you can't get a rainbow without rain, and my vision loss journey is no exception to that. This year, the American Bar Association's Commission on Disability Rights is celebrating Disability Pride Month with the hashtag BeCounted campaign. The campaign encourages lawyers with disabilities from across the country to add themselves to the ABA's U.S. map, because attorneys with disabilities are generally underreported. While we might not all be lawyers, it's important to know we count. If you are reading or listening to this and you have a disability, I want you to know that you count. People with disabilities deserve to live a full life, just like everyone else. While we can't control when a disability becomes part of our lives, we can control how we react to it. This month is about celebrating people with disabilities and the barriers that have been broken thanks to the ADA, and recognizing that people with disabilities count. From ACB.org, ACB opens voting for the 2024 Audio Description People's Choice Award. Dateline July 20, Alexandria, Virginia. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, announces that the 2024 Audio Description People's Choice Award finalist vote is open through August 4th. The winners will be revealed during the 2024 ACB Audio Description Awards Gala, which will take place virtually on November 14th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. ACB's Audio Description Awards Gala celebrates outstanding achievements in audio description in media and recognizes the commitment to accessible entertainment demonstrated by television networks, streaming services, and the film industry. The Audio Description People's Choice Award, now in its third year, is a unique opportunity for fans to get involved by showing their support for the audio description they love the most. 5 Audio Description People's Choice Award finalists in each category, films, and series have been chosen to compete for the 2024 award. The finalists represent the top titles selected through an open nomination process that took place in May. The finalists are, in films, Barbie, Dune 2, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Society of the Snow. Series, All the Light We Cannot See, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, A Real Bug's Life, The Regime, Star Wars The Bad Batch. Visit https://awards-gala.org/2024-audio-description-people's-choice-award-finalists/. For clips with audio description of each finalist, Voting for the Audio Description People's Choice Award ends on Sunday, August 4th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. To cast your vote, visit https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/2024-people's-choice-finalists. To vote by phone, call 202-559-2042. Join us at the 2024 Audio Description Awards Gala for an exciting evening featuring celebrity guests as we applaud audio description. Learn more at www.adaawardsgala.org. About the American Council of the Blind. The American Council of the Blind is a national member-driven organization representing Americans who are blind or have low vision. For more than 60 years, ACB has been a leader in national, state, local, and international advocacy efforts. With 68 affiliates, ACB strives to increase independence, security, equality of opportunity, and the quality of life for all people who are blind or have low vision. For more information, visit www.acb.org. From AFB.org, Barbie introduces the first blind Barbie fashionista doll and black Barbie fashionista doll with Down syndrome, allowing even more children to tell stories through play. Released as part of this year's Global Barbie Fashionistas lineup, Barbie partnered with the American Foundation for the Blind and National Down Syndrome Society to ensure doll designs accurately reflect the community they are designed to represent. Dateline July 23rd, El Segundo, California. Mattel, Inc. announced the addition of a blind Barbie doll and a black Barbie doll with Down syndrome, created to allow even more children to find a doll that represents them and inspire all children to tell more stories through play. We recognize that Barbie is much more than just a doll. She represents self-expression and can create a sense of belonging, said Krista Berger, Senior Vice President of Barbie and Global Head of Dolls. We proudly introduce a new blind Barbie doll and black doll with Down syndrome to our Barbie Fashionista line, in reinforcing our commitment to creating products that represent global belonging and inclusivity in the doll aisle. Barbie partnered with the American Foundation for the Blind, AFB, an organization dedicated to creating a world of endless possibilities for individuals with blindness and low vision. To ensure details of the blind Barbie doll, including face sculpt, fashion, accessories, packaging experience, and e-commerce communication, accurately depict individuals with blindness or low vision. Counseled by AFB, Barbie was committed to represent individuals with blindness and low vision throughout all stages of the design process, from the doll sculpt to the dress pattern. Accessories. The doll comes with a white and red cane with an identifiable marshmallow tip and includes stylish and functional sunglasses. With some blind or low vision individuals sensitive to light, the lens provides additional eye protection. Elbow articulations. The blind Barbie doll includes elbow articulations to ensure comfortable cane use. With textured and vibrant fabrics, Barbie conducted testing with blind and low vision children to ensure that the doll provided an accessible and satisfying play experience for kids with blindness or low vision. With AFB's guidance, Barbie designed the doll's fashion to include a satiny pink blouse with a textured ruffle skirt for tactile interest. Additional details include a brightly colored high-contrast hook and loop fasteners for closure on the back of the doll's top, as well as an elastic skirt waistband to make swapping outfits easier. Packaging and design. Barbie worked with AFB to create accessible packaging for the doll, including the placement and writing of Barbie in Braille on the package. Eye gaze. The doll is designed with an eye gaze facing slightly up and out to accurately reflect the sometimes distinct eye gaze of a blind individual. It was an honor to collaborate with Barbie on the development of the blind Barbie doll, said Eric Bridges, CEO and President, American Foundation for the Blind. By increasing representation and promoting awareness about the experiences of blind individuals and those with low vision, our shared goal is to inspire boundless opportunities for everyone, ultimately leading to a world of greater accessibility and inclusion. In 2023, Barbie introduced the first ever Barbie doll with Down syndrome, which won the Corporate Social Responsibility Initiative of the Year award presented by the Toy Association. This year, Barbie once again partnered with the National Down Syndrome Society, NDSS, to introduce its next doll with Down syndrome to the Barbie Fashionistas 2024 lineup. Throughout all stages of the design process, Barbie and NDSS worked together to ensure that the black Barbie doll with Down syndrome accurately reflected and resonated with members of the Down syndrome community. NDSS connected Barbie with a focus group of black individuals from the Down syndrome community, including a young black woman with Down syndrome, to review the doll sculpt, hair, fashion, and glasses. Sculpt. Barbie collaborated with the NDSS to accurately represent physical characteristics of people with Down syndrome, including a shorter frame, longer torso, and low muscle tone. Additionally, the doll's palms include a single line, a characteristic often associated with those with Down syndrome. Special care was put into the face sculpt, featuring a rounder shape, smaller ears, and a flat nasal bridge. The eyes are slightly slanted in an almond shape, while white dots can be seen in the iris. Hair. The doll has a braided hair texture, which was one of the key features asked from the black Down syndrome community. Fashion. Symbols are incorporated throughout the doll's outfit, and the blue and yellow color palette represents Down syndrome awareness. The three arrows in some of the hearts on the dress represent the third 21st chromosome that individuals with Down syndrome have. Glasses. The doll also wears pink eyeglasses, representing individuals with Down syndrome who often experience difficulties with their vision. NDSS is thrilled to introduce a second Barbie doll with Down syndrome. Having this doll launched alongside the new Barbie doll with blindness marks another important step in expanding representation for the disability community, said Candy Pickard, President and CEO, NDSS. We are proud to partner with Barbie as they grow to reflect our diverse and beautiful world. We are delighted to introduce these dolls in partnership with the American Foundation for the Blind and National Down Syndrome Society to further our mission for every young girl to feel represented and celebrated through Barbie, Berger continued. Doll play has proven to help develop empathy and social processing skills among children, fueling social skills needed to excel in their futures as they imagine they can be anything. As the brand's most diverse doll line, the Barbie Fashionistas series offers more than 175-plus looks in a variety of skin tones, eye colors, hair colors and textures, body types, disabilities, and fashions. This includes dolls with vitiligo, dolls that use a wheelchair or a prosthetic limb, a doll with hearing aids, and a doll without hair. The 2024 Fashionistas dolls aim to advance Barbie's continued goal of reflecting a multidimensional view of beauty and fashion, allowing more children to see their world reflected through play. The 2024 Fashionistas dolls, including the Barbie doll, blind Barbie doll, and black Barbie doll with Down syndrome, are available online now and in stores this summer at major retailers for $10.99. There's blurbs about Mattel, about the AFB, about NDSS, and contact information for news media, Devin Tucker at devin.tucker@mattel.com, and Allie Lloyd, Allie.Lloyd@mattel.com. From goodhousekeeping.com, what's the meaning of the colors on the Disability Pride flag? Article by Lola Mendez. July is Disability Pride Month. It's held that month to recognize the passing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, in July 1990, and there's a colorful and meaningful banner to commemorate it. The new disability flag, unveiled in October 2021 by its creator, Ann McGill, shows a straight diagonal banner of five colors on a dark background. The flag is an update of McGill's original 2019 Disability Pride flag, which showed the banner with zigzag lines. The largest minority group in the United States is people with disabilities. In fact, just over a quarter of the population across all ages, races, ethnicities, genders, sexualities, and religions have a disability, according to the CDC. Despite the statistics, it wasn't until July 26, 1990 that the ADA was passed, creating legal protections for the rights of disabled people in employment and transportation. There's a tendency in our society to relegate disabled folks into the inspirational overcomer who throws off the supposed horrors of amputation or brain damage or autism or the bitter cripple with nowhere to go and no way to get there, says John Loepky, Loepky, a freelance disabled journalist. The disability pride flag allows us to acknowledge that being disabled is complicated. It can be joyful, painful, and be a reason to build community. Flags can raise awareness and are a symbol of solidarity, pride, and acceptance. LGBTQ plus flags for various sexualities and the Juneteenth flag are good examples. In the same vein, it's crucial to let others with disabilities know that they can be proud of who they are, said Jordan Levan, founder of the Apraxia Foundation. When we're able to accept ourselves, we can then move on to disability pride, which the flag is a symbol of. What is the origin of the disability pride flag? Miguel once attended an event for the 20th anniversary of the ADA and was disappointed that it was confined to the basement and grounds of an independent living center instead of out in public. The experience sparked her desire to create a disability pride flag. Miguel's original design featured a zigzag motif to represent how disabled people creatively navigate barriers. However, the zigzag design created a strobe effect on computer and phone screens, potentially worsening symptoms for individuals with visually triggered disabilities, including epileptic seizures and migraines. In 2021, she released a new and improved disability pride flag based on feedback from people within the disabled community on how to create a more inclusive and accessible banner for the disabled community. One such group she consulted with included people with photosensitivity. Their insight helped drive the visuals behind the 2021 version of the Disability Pride flag. It's only fitting that the new flag's design was a collaborative effort. After all, a common motto in the disabled community is "Nothing about us without us." The updated, meaningful, and colorful disability pride flag has been well received by the disabled community. It's crucial to let others with disabilities know that they can be proud of who they are, Jordan Levan, founder of the Apraxia Foundation, says. When we're able to accept ourselves, we can then move on to disability pride, which the flag is a symbol of. What is the meaning of the disability pride flag? The flag's design has evolved to become more inclusive of diverse disabilities. The 2021 Disability Pride flag features a straight diagonal banner of five colors on a dark background, a slight yet meaningful evolution from the original design. The amended flag displays stripes to represent solidarity among the various sub-communities of disabled people. To Levan, the Disability Pride flag's intention is to convey there's nothing wrong with having a disability. The diagonal straight band of stripes showcases cutting across barriers that disabled people face and is meant to allude to the idea of light cutting through darkness. The parallel stripes are placed from the top left, known as the canton or place of honor, to the bottom right corner or the fly, representing the wider world. According to McGill, the diagonal is a contrast to the vertical walls and horizontal ceilings that keep disabled people isolated. What do the colors on the disability flag represent? The disability flag was designed to include all six standard international flag colors to signify that the disability community is wide-reaching. In addition to changing the motif to straight lines, McGill muted and rearranged the colors in her most recent version. According to her Reddit post, the warm and cool colors were grouped separately on either side of a white band to lessen the chance of a flicker effect when scrolling online, lessen a nausea trigger for those who suffer from migraines, and separate the red and green stripes for those with color blindness. She also changed the colors so they each have different luminosity and radiate from the brightest in the center toward darker shades in the exterior stripes, which helps people with color blindness distinguish the stripes even in grayscale. Lastly, the black stripes between the colors were removed. The newest design of the Disability Pride flag is important as it highlights multiple experiences and identifies diversity in the disability community with different colors representing various disabilities, Levan says. Here's what the colors symbolize in order of appearance from top to bottom. Green is for sensory disabilities. Blue represents emotional and psychiatric disabilities. White stands for non-visible and undiagnosed disabilities. Gold is for neurodiversity. Red represents physical disabilities. The stripes are displayed on a faded charcoal black background, which commemorates and mourns disabled people who have died due to ableism, violence, negligence, suicide, rebellion, illness, and eugenics. The dark background also represents rage and protest against the mistreatment of the disabled community. According to the creator's statement, black is also a connection to the pirate's Jolly Roger flag, a general symbol of rebellion. As of July 28, 2021, you can download a visually safe version of the Disability Pride flag from capriomni.dreamwidth.org, which is spelled capriomni.dreamwidth.org. From KUTV.com, by way of Fresh Living, as of July 24th, John Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-Y, on celebrating Disability Pride Month and his new children's book. In celebration of Disability Pride Month, John Aubrey, a local advocate and author whose journey is a testament to turning challenges into victories, came into the studio to chat about his newest book with Carrie. K-A-R-I. John shared his inspiring story and encouraged children everywhere to embrace their strengths. His resilience and positivity serve as a beacon of empowerment for all, proving that with determination and belief in oneself, anything is possible. John Aubrey, CEO of Winning Despite Obstacles, has just published his first children's book, Am I Different? To celebrate, he's hosting a book signing event on Friday, July 26th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Printed Garden in Sandy. No idea what state. Inspired by his own experiences with cerebral palsy, John Aubrey's book addresses the challenges and triumphs of learning to overcome obstacles. His personal journey, including learning to ride a bike, highlights the power of effort and a positive mindset. You can buy the book, Am I Different?, at winningdespiteobstacles.com/. Use code PRIDE for a 20% discount through July 31. Follow Fresh Living on social media, subscribe to our newsletter, and check out our podcast for more. Watch Fresh Living every weekday at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on CBS Channel 2, 2 p.m. on KMYU, and 3 p.m. on KJZZ. From support.freedomscientific.com, what's new in JAWS 2024 screen reading software? This page describes the new features and improvements available in JAWS 2024. Download JAWS Hotlink, latest JAWS Enhancements Hotlink, for a complete list of enhancements made in this release, including the most recent update. Read previous JAWS release notes by selecting a version from the drop-down menu. JAWS 2024 features Face in View. Video calls have become a standard form of communication in the workplace, in schools, and in personal relationships. Before joining a video call, you want to make sure your setup is right and the camera is correctly focused on you. The new Face in View feature helps with this by alerting you to key visual details, like, is my face centered in the view? Am I looking directly at the camera? Is the lighting adequate? Are there additional items in the picture? To activate Face in View, press the layered keystroke Insert plus Spacebar, followed by F and then O. Once enabled, Face in View continually monitors your face position and the lighting level. If anything changes, such as tilting your head left or right, or a decrease in brightness, you are automatically alerted. When focused in the Face in View application window, you can also use Tab or the arrow keys to review information such as the position of your face in the picture, the current brightness level, and the camera in use. Note, Face in View is not currently available during an active video call, as it needs complete access to the camera. While Face in View is active, the following layered keystrokes are available. Select a different camera, if multiple cameras are available. Insert plus spacebar, F, C. Once in the camera layer, use up or down arrow to cycle through your cameras and press escape to exit the layer once you've selected the one you want to use. Say detailed description, including the face position and brightness. Insert plus spacebar, F, D. Say brightness level, insert plus spacebar, F, L. Say background description, insert plus spacebar, F, P. Adjust face detection confidence level, insert plus spacebar, F, U. This is useful when encountering sporadic no face detected messages, even without any movement. The default and recommended detection confidence level is 75%. However, raising the detection confidence level to 80% or lowering it to 70% can improve consistency and allows you to fine-tune face recognition in your specific environment. Note, the insert plus spacebar FP command is designed to identify potential items in your background using PictureSmart. However, it's important to understand that the accuracy of results may differ. While background descriptions might not always be completely precise, the intention is to offer hints about what's within your camera view. Once you have verified your face is correctly centered in the camera view and the brightness level is good, press insert plus spacebar FO to turn off face view prior to activating your video call. MathCat. MathCat is an open source library that translates math content from web pages and Word documents to speech and Braille, and is included in JAWS 2024. At this time, this feature is currently only supported in English and not supported in ARM devices. Additionally, only Nemeth code is supported for Braille, and MathCat settings are not exposed in the JAWS user interface yet. However, some improvements over our existing math support include improved speech for various math symbols, speech and Braille column and row math expression, cell content in tables on web pages and Word documents, math viewer improvements for navigating math content with speech, improved results when entering equations into Word through the math editor. By default, as we continue to refine our functionality with MathCat, JAWS still uses our legacy support for reading math content that has been available for several versions. If you would like to experience how math is accessed using MathCat, you can enable this feature through the Early Adopter program located in the JAWS Options menu. Once enabled, you can access our MathML Examples page to see how JAWS reads various math equations using MathCat. Just like with our prior math support, once you navigate to an expression, press Enter to display it in the math viewer, where you can use the arrow keys to explore elements. Note, you can disable using MathCat and return to the legacy support for reading math expressions from the Early Adopter Program dialog. Early Adopter Program. The Early Adopter Program lets you preview new and updated product features that are in development. As we gradually introduce features, you can evaluate them and provide feedback to help us improve before the final release. MathCat is our first feature available for evaluation using the Early Adopter Program. MathCat is a commonly used translator to convert MathML content into speech and Braille output. Using the Early Adopter Program. Well, shoot, I ran out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. You can go to support.freedomscientific.com for the rest. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, low vision, and print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.